This is Ozarks at Large. Emily Mitchell Eaton, a Mellon postdoctoral fellow at the University of California, Santa Cruz, is a geographer, a human geographer. Her specialty, studying Pacific Islander migration. This week, she was in Northwest Arkansas to deliver a talk at the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale. Before that address, she talked with Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich.
Emily Mitchell Eaton spent 5 months, 2 years ago, in Northwest Arkansas researching the history and cultural undercurrents of Springdale's burgeoning multicultural community.
And I was also conducting interviews and participant observation with a range of local community residents. And so I did interviews with social service providers, public policy representatives, city officials, local residents in Springdale and the surrounding towns.
Initially, Mitchell Eaton sought to research Marshallese migration in Springdale, but says she shifted her attention to the reception to Pacific Islander migration by Native residents.
Partly because of my access into that community. As you mentioned, it's a difficult community to gain access to. I don't speak Marshallese, and there are other community advocates and researchers who had been doing really excellent work in that area. And so I felt that the area that I could contribute to was to look at receiving end of that immigration.
By some estimates, as many as 15,000 Marshallese now live in Northwest Arkansas, with populations also in Oklahoma, Washington State, and California. Under a 1986 Compact of Free Association between the U.S., Marshallese are free to enter and live in the United States as visa-free migrants. In exchange, the United States maintains a strategic military presence in the Republic of the Marshall Islands. But Mitchell Eaton says Marshall Islanders' presence in Northwest Arkansas is not well understood.
Not just policymakers, but local residents of Springdale, when I would ask, why do you think Marshall Islanders have this right to live in the U.S. without a visa, many people thought that was a result of either that Marshall Islanders were refugees or that they'd been actively resettled by the U.S. government, or conversely, that they were receiving, in that visa-free status, that they were receiving reparations for the nuclear testing, which was not, in fact, the case. You know, a lot of those provisions came out of this 1986 policy, but what that policy also did was provide long-term U.S. military base access to the Marshall Islands.
Emily Mitchell Eaton says Springdale's population continues to grapple with both Latino and Marshallese immigration.
For some people who are very engaged and active with the Marshallese population and other Latino communities, there's quite a great deal of engagement in terms of community service, interactions in schools and public, other public centers to work with these communities. Whereas for others, there are others who frankly didn't have much contact at all with the Marshallese population.
And those with little contact with Marshallese, she says, don't fully grasp their immigration status.
For many people, that was very perplexing. Does that mean that they're legal or quote-unquote illegal or undocumented? Can they be deported? It raised a whole host of questions about this. Are they eligible for certain benefits or rights?
But that special status offered to Marshallese, she says, is a double-edged sword.
Because it does provide for a sort of mobility and right of residence that, as you mentioned, other immigrants to the U.S. simply are not afforded. However, at the same time, it contains within it a certain precarity, certain limitations on benefits and rights. Marshall Islanders are technically deportable if they're convicted of a certain crime. And so their status contains both a greater set of rights and benefits than that of other migrants and immigrants to the U.S., and yet at the same time, it's very precarious and very liminal.
Emily Mitchell Eaton says she expects race relations in Springdale will be tested during Donald Trump's administration.
I do think that the rhetoric that emerges from the Trump campaign has generated a resurgence of certain xenophobic ideas. But at the same time, my research with immigrant rights activists and advocates in Springdale revealed a deep and abiding commitment to creating connections between different communities, creating immigrant solidarities and coalitions, not just for immigrants, but for workers, for women and LGBT rights groups, and for other groups, including white long-term Arkansans and residents who are also struggling with issues of poverty and precarity.
Emily Mitchell Eaton, who's now working on a book about Pacific Islander migration, will continue to travel back and forth between California and Arkansas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.